Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
2 days of news to catch up on. I will focus on what happened overnight. However, the written report includes the moves from last Friday. US equity markets built on the solid gains of last week, albeit both the Dow and S&P 500 closed off their session highs. News that President Trump had shelved plans to impose tariffs on Mexico after reaching a deal with the country on plans to stem the flow of immigration lifted the Dow 79 points or 0.3% to log its sixth straight session advance, its longest winning streak since May 2018, albeit pairing an earlier climb of 227 points. The broader S&P 500 rose 0.5% to sit just 2.2% shy of its record intraday high struck back on the 1st of May. Ford and General Motors gained 1.5% and 0.6% respectively following news of the halt to Mexican tariffs. The technology-centric Nasdaq outperformed with a 1.05% rally, with Amazon Inc. gaining 3.1%. Chipmakers Nvidia and Advanced Micro Devices gained 2% and 2.5% respectively amid reports that the White House acting budget chief is reportedly seeking to delay the restrictions on Chinese telecom giant Huawei, which would halt its ability to purchase US-made chips. In merger and acquisition news, defense contractor Raytheon and United Technologies agreed to an all-stock merger that would create a combined company with US$74 billion in annual sales. Separately, Salesforce.com Inc. announced its acquisition of big data company Tableau Software, and Merck & Co. said it would buy privately held pharmaceutical company Tylos Therapeutics in a deal that could be worth as much as $773 million. The latest market moves followed a strong week for US equity markets last week that saw the Dow rise 4.7% on the week to snap a six-week losing streak, S&P 500 up 4.4% and the Nasdaq up 3.9%. On the US-China trade front, US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said on Sunday that he had met with the head of the People's Bank of China on the margins of the meeting of G20 finance ministers and central bankers in Japan, saying he had a constructive meeting, including a candid discussion on trade. However, later in the day, in remarks to broadcaster CNBC, Mr. Mnuchin said, "If China doesn't want to move forward, then President Trump is perfectly happy to move forward with tariffs to rebalance the relationship." Later again, President Trump threatened to enact further tariffs if Xi did not meet him at the G20 Leaders Summit on the 28th and 29th of June. US corporate earnings, sportswear maker Lululemon, chipmaker Broadcom, tax group H&R Block and Canadian retailer Dollarama are among companies slated to release earnings this week. In US economic data, the US Labor Department last Friday reported that job growth slowed sharply in May and wages growth rose less than expected. Non-farm payrolls rose just 75,000, well shy of consensus expectations for an increase of 180,000, even as the unemployment rate remained at a 50-year low of 3.6%. Europe's main markets advanced overnight, although Germany's DAX was closed for the Whit Monday holiday. France's CAC added 0.3%. Reuters reported that Fiat Chrysler and Renault are seeking ways to resuscitate their collapsed merger deal and secure the approval of Renault's alliance partner Nissan. Italy's FTSE MIB rose 0.6%. London's FTSE also gained 0.6%, with pound sterling under pressure from disappointing April growth figures. Plumbing products distributor Ferguson led the FTSE 100 fallers as third quarter revenue fell short of estimates due to slower growth in the US. Outside the FTSE 350, Thomas Cook PLC surged as the company confirmed that Hong Kong's Fosun Tourism was in talks to buy its tour operating business. Base metals rebounded from across-the-board falls last Friday, as news that the US had struck a deal to avert a tariff war with Mexico calmed some nerves, copper gaining 1.4% to $2.66 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 0.9%, nickel edged 0.1% higher, while zinc slipped 0.2%. Data yesterday showed China's overall trade surplus widened to $41.65 billion in May from the $13.84 billion surplus recorded in April. China's exports rose 1.1% from a year earlier, while imports slid 8.5% from a year earlier in May. Benchmark spot iron ore rose 0.9% to $101.51 a metric tonne. Gold futures snapped an eight-session winning streak, falling $16.80 to $1,329.30 an ounce. The yellow metal did gain 2.7% last week, its biggest weekly rise since the weekend of the 23rd of March 2018. Oil prices settled lower after a choppy session to open the week, with Saudi Arabia's energy minister saying that Russia was the only oil exporter still undecided on the need to extend the output deal agreed by top producers. WTI fell 73 cents to $53.26 a barrel. Brent lost a dollar to $62.29 a barrel. Also weighing on crude markets was talk of another sizable build in crude inventories at the US oil trading hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, when the latest inventory data arrives later this week. US 10-year Treasury yields climbed 5.9 basis points to 2.143%, and the Aussie dollar is a touch weaker, buying approximately 69.60 US cents. The National Australia Bank Business Survey for May is the key release on the local economic calendar today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.